Deacon ordination was over 20 years ago. So this is a special occasion. You should be happy, excited that you're here tonight. Kent Pitter was our last deacon, and he was 3 when we ordained him. He was born a deacon. One thing I want to say as we prepare for tonight, just from the outside or from the outset, God is a faithful God. He is faithful to his church. God adds members to his church. He is building this building that we are, and God raises up leaders, men and women who can serve and care for other people for the edification of his church. And so making leaders is God's work, not our work. God is the one that makes leaders. We see in the scripture that there are men, there are certain kinds of men that God raises up to serve his church, to lay their lives down for the church, and they're called deacons. And we know that from the scripture, we don't know a whole lot about exactly what they did, but we do know that the deacons were men that took care of the practical needs of the church. But we also know that they were gifted in many other giftings. They did many other leadership roles that God called them to walk in. So they were not just limited to practical responsibilities. So what I want to do is I want to read 2 sections of scripture that we know kind of speak about this. The first one being in Acts, and this is a story in Acts 6 where many people believe this was kind of the first deacons that were kind of organized together. And it says, "Now in these days, when the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint by the Hellenists arose against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. And the 12 summoned the full number of the disciples and said, 'It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brothers, you guys, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, who we will appoint to this duty. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word.' And what they said pleased the whole gathering. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and full of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, the proselyte of Antioch. These they set before the apostles, and they prayed and laid their hands on them." We're going to do that tonight. And then the next section I want to read to you is from 1 Timothy. This is chapter 3, verses 8 through 13. This kind of gives us a list of some of the characteristics of deacons. "Deacons likewise must be dignified, not double-tongued, not addicted to much wine, not greedy for dishonest gain. They must hold the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience. And let them also be tested. Then let them serve as deacons if they prove themselves blameless. Their wives likewise must be dignified, not slanderers, but sober-minded, faithful in all things. Let deacons each be the husband of one wife, managing their children and their own households well. For those who serve well as deacons gain a good standing for themselves and also great confidence in the faith that is in Christ Jesus." I'll just point 2 things out that stood out to me from these scriptures in relation to Victor. In Acts, they told the congregation to pick somebody, pick 7 guys. Victor is somebody that we know and we love, and he's somebody that we picked out as a fellowship. We saw who he was, and we wanted this man to be one of our servants. And then second, in the Timothy section, you see that they need to be tested. They need to engage in the work of being a deacon, the service of a deacon, and prove themselves to be faithful. Victor has proven himself to be faithful. Victor and Olga Kalinyuk joined our church. They came from the Ukrainian Pentecostal Church. How many years ago was that now? 10 years, that's what I thought. 10 years. And they just kind of immediately became an integral part of our family, of our church family. They became home group leaders after that, and they lead a awesome, dynamic, spirit-filled home fellowship. About 2 years ago, Victor was named our administrator for the church, and so he's been really serving us in the practical areas of our church for 2 years now. Probably notice things are running a little bit more on time. Our meeting's not running on time, but everything else is running well. Victor is also a part of our teaching team, and he has become an awesome teacher, really opening up the Word of God for us. We don't always, this is not a requirement for our deacons to have performed a miracle. But Victor has one miracle that he has performed. He completed the camp field for us. Many men before him tried to do that and were unsuccessful. So we believe it was a miracle that he was able to do that. While they were here members of our church, God has blessed their family, Victor and Olga, with two precious children, Jehu and Iris, and they are amazing kids. Would you all come up and stand right here? I just want to say a couple other things about you before we pray for you. Would you just stand right here and face the congregation, face your family? Just so you all can see them. I started by saying that I think God raises leaders. He makes leaders. We don't. We recognize you. This is not what's made you a leader. It's the hand of God in your life, the way that you've made him your king and allowed him to disciple you as a family. But I want to recognize before you that God has filled this family and Victor with a passion for knowing God and the gospel. They love people dearly. They care for people's practical needs, but they also love to get to know people. If you're in our church, they know you. You've probably eaten dinner at their house. They organize many of our church events. And I just want to say it again, Victor is an amazing student of the Word of God. He's decided to lead his family by what the Word of God says, and he teaches other people how to do that. Olga, I just want to recognize you as an amazing, hospitable homekeeper. If you've ever been over to their house, it is like being in the presence of God. There is peace and Holy Spirit in your home. And Olga is a great friend to many of the women in our church, caring for them and bearing their struggles with them and loving them in that. Your marriage is amazing and an example for our church. Over the years, Victor has proven to be an amazingly faithful servant to the church. As a group of elders and deacons, we've worked with Victor, we've prayed with Victor, we've read the Word with Victor, and we've talked about being a deacon with Victor. And every one of the requirements, of the character requirements that we see in Acts and 1 Timothy, as a team, we affirm that he has these in his lives. Is that true? So we believe that God has raised you up, Victor, to be a deacon to serve our church. And before we did this, we asked church that you would spend time praying and seeking the Lord and fasting. And I want to affirm that there has just been a unanimous expectation and excitement and eagerness for Victor to walk in this role for us as a church. So I have a couple questions I just wanted to ask real quick, and then we're going to have the ordained leaders of our churches come and pray for you and bless you. So Victor, is it your desire? Is it your desire to serve our church in the power that God gives you to bless his church, to glorify us, and to serve his bride? Amen. And Olga, we just want to ask you, are you willing and do you desire to serve Victor and support him as he enters into this role and serve as a family of a deacon? Awesome. And so, church, last of all, I just want to ask you, do you receive Victor and Olga as a deacon in the Church of God? Amen. All right. I'm going to invite the leadership to come up and lay hands on them. We're going to pray over them in the mic so you can hear. You are also welcome if you're a friend of theirs, or I know that Victor has family here too. You're welcome to come up and pray as well. So let's, if you all would kind of move right here, and we're going to gather around and pray for you. Lord God, I just want to thank you that you know our church. You know what we need. You know the giftings that you want to pour out on us. And we thank you, God. We just sense that you have done an amazing work in Victor and Olga's life, that you have invested in them over the years as they've sought you and come close to you. And you've just built them into a powerful couple who can serve and love and care. And God, we need them right now, Lord God. We are in desperate need of Victor and Olga for our church to be who you've called us to be. And so we receive them, Father God. And Lord, in this time, God, we pray that you would send your Holy Spirit upon them, Father God, strengthening them, giving them wisdom and understanding beyond their years, Lord God, that you would equip their arms and their feet for the work of loving your body, Father God. And Lord, we pray that there would be great joy in the work, Lord God, as they lay their lives down, that they would see the fruit of their labor, God, that they would see you lifted high and glorified, Lord God. I pray that that we would receive them as a church, Lord God, that we would receive their leadership, Lord God, that we would look to them and receive their service, Lord God, and that you would make us a stronger, greater body for who they are, God. Yes. Lord, this is all about you and your kingdom, and we want you to be glorified, God. Bless this family, Lord God.
Father, I want to pray over Victor and Olga that you would make them like Priscilla and Aquila in this church and in this city. Lord, that they would just fold right into the work that you're doing. And Lord, be used as vital instruments in your hands to support the work of the kingdom in this city. And Lord, in the context of that work, I pray that you'd give them opportunities to take people aside and explain the ways of God more fully to them. Lord, that they would, that in their home, in their going and in their coming, they would have opportunities to lead people into the kingdom and to lead them into a deeper life in the kingdom, that the way of God would flow forth from their conversations, Lord. Just clear, accurate descriptions of the way would flow forth from their lives, both in word and in deed, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Lord, I pray as you anoint them afresh for what they've already been walking in, as we recognize that service, as they have made themselves available to you to serve, that we would see the example. Jesus said that those who would lead in the kingdom would be the diakonos of all, the servants of all. And I read that The Lord knows this. I'm saying this to us as a people, but to you, Victor, I've read that it wasn't uncommon in the first few centuries for, when they needed a bishop, for a deacon to be raised up because of the example of Christ that his life was, that a deacon would be raised up as the bishop to be a model for God's people. So, Lord, we pray that we, as the people of God, will not only allow Victor to serve us, but that we'll see him as your example.
Yes, God.
That we'll see him as a model of life that we, in our spheres and with our tasks, can take hold of with our attitudes. And we bless his example as well as his work in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Yeah. Father, we thank you for the promise that those deacons who serve gain good standing. And Lord, we just receive and acknowledge Victor as a pillar in your house. Lord, that there's a stability that your house needs. And he brings that structural stability, God, that reliability. Father, we ask that you would multiply and bless that and give him that great strength and stability to keep doing what you've called him to do for many years. And Lord, that would be a refuge to many people. And it would bring safety and structure in the midst of chaos, Father. Hallelujah.
Amen. All right, you can stand. We're going to close in worship. Victor and Olga, I'm asking you to just stand right here up at the front. You can look and worship. But church, these pews are stuffy. I don't like them. We are the people of God, and this is a family. And so as we worship, I want to invite you to do this. If God has put anything on your heart to share with them while we worship, I want you to come and just share it with them. If you've got a word, an encouragement, if you've got a hug, well, I want a lot of people coming down here. Just come give them a hug as we worship tonight. Praise the Lord.